One of the common problems IoT developers are facing is when they have to deal with various IoT devices that come up with various data formats for their telemetry settings and so forth. The Azure IoT team came up with something called IoT Plug and Play. More than the name, you'll see with Chris today on the IoT show that it's an actual solution to plug and play IoT devices. Hi everyone, you're watching the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host. Today we're talking about IoT Plug and Play, and we have Chris Green from the IoT Hub team here. Chris, thanks for coming to the show again.
Thanks for having me again.
Again. So we're talking about something today which is very interesting. We're announcing that at Build. This is something which is about sorting out some tough problems that IoT developers have today.
Absolutely.
Let's set the stage and jump into it.
Definitely. So, you know, we have been working with a lot of you as customers and partners, but quite often we see a situation where the devices that are coming into these solutions are typically having to be written in a way that are very custom or proprietary for that solution. Okay. So it's very difficult and takes a lot of time to integrate with those devices because it's really a lot of custom work every time.
Yeah, and I actually faced a problem already like something like 15 years ago trying to create a home automation solution and using two dimmers from two different companies. And the two dimmers were actually sending different sets of data for the same thing, which is like a dimmer you would think is on, off, and then the level, right?
Exactly.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Actually, it's different types of data, different formats for the data as well, right?
You can express it in a number of different ways, and everyone ends up having to design their own. So we're trying to tackle that problem.
Okay. Well, I need to know more. How?
Yeah. So, you know, we've seen a similar situation to this many years ago. This dates some of us a little bit, but if you remember something where, you know, we have this problem of, well, how do I even connect a mouse to my Windows laptop? Or what happens when I plug in a printer? Yep. Usually, like in the old days, you'd have to go and find the right driver, download it, install it. It took a lot of time.
Not very user-friendly.
It was a real pain. And so we solved that challenge at in Windows and at Microsoft with plug and play, right? So the maker of a mouse could actually go and write the drivers to support plug and play. And then when you plug that mouse in, it just starts working.
Okay.
And so at the center of that, we have this notion of a device model or capability model, which is like a declaration of how that device works. So we're taking that concept and now introducing that to IoT.
Okay.
Where at the center of IoT, you now have this device capability model, so developers can express how these devices work with Azure.
So developers from the world of device making can actually publish that, and then I suppose that the developers building the IoT applications will be able to actually use the same. That's kind of an interface in between the two worlds, right?
Exactly. That's the concept. And so now device makers can make their IoT devices compatible with any solution that's built on Azure.
Okay.
So I actually have a demo to kind of show how all this works.
Let's jump into it.
So first of all, let's frame the scenario a little bit. I want to build an application using IoT Central.
Yep.
I'm a cloud developer. I want to track some assets in my business.
Yep.
And so first I need to find a suitable device.
Okay.
And so what I'm going to do is turn to the Certified for Azure Device Catalog.
Yep.
We've actually been working with a number of device partners to support plug and play. So we already have a bunch available there now for people to go and look at.
Okay, so that means that when I go to the catalog, I see that plug and play mark down there. That means that I can trust that this device will be compatible with IoT plug and play.
Absolutely. They support the modeling. They are able to integrate really easily with Azure.
Okay.
So I can go through, I can see that there's a number of different types of devices available. And I'm actually looking for a tracker device, and this one looks pretty interesting. So this one is available from a company called Compal. And they have added plug-and-play support for this tracker.
Okay.
So I can go through, I can look at all the specs, see if it's suitable. And one other thing I can do is go and see their plug-and-play model.
Okay.
So I can even inspect it. It's based on JSON-LD. Mm-hmm. I can review the different capabilities that are supported in this model to see if it's suitable for my application. So assuming this is something I'm interested in, I can right away switch over to IoT Central and start building my application.
Okay.
So the first thing I want...
The magic of the catalog is that you're interested, boom, it appears on the table, right?
That's right, yeah. So, you know, obviously you're going to have to go and purchase one of these. But even before you do that, even before it's available to you, you can even
already,
start
you can
writing your app.
The app.
Definitely. Yeah. So so in IoT Central, we've added the notion of this device capability model, which is a declaration of how this device will work in my app. So I'm going to bring in this new model for the Compal tracker. So I can just simply upload the JSON that I got from the catalog, and I can publish it that right away so that as new devices come in, they can be assigned to that model.
So I assume that the process for getting the models actually will be more integrated into IoT Central, you know, nowhere in preview for IoT Plug and Play.
Yeah.
So you have to manually upload that JSON file, but in the future it's going to be something where you have an integration with the catalog and things like that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll have many ways for the model to provision into Central.
Okay.
And so certainly it will be automatically loaded when we ship.
Love it.
So at this point, I can even go through in Central again, look at all the properties, telemetry that this device is capable of supporting, and start building my app.
So for those who have tried IoT Central before, basically they had to do all of that manually, like define everything about the telemetry, the properties, the settings that devices support, right?
Exactly. You'd have to start from scratch and model every single data point that this device is going to send you and understand how that data is going to be structured.
Yeah. Well, the risk of errors.
Exactly. No, it's a lot of time and effort.
Yep.
But now, since I have this model already populated, I can even start simulating it.
Okay.
So I start simulating the device, and I can even start building out my dashboard. So I'm going to build out my dashboard starting with a location map. So I want to be able to see where my asset is located.
Yep.
So I'll just go in, add a map control. I'll call it asset location. And it's based on the device location property from this plug-and-play model. And then I can also add other things, like I want to monitor motion. I can just add a line chart for that as well and base that on the accelerometer. I can go from here, certainly build out a much more sophisticated dashboard.
Yeah.
But I can see that there's already being data being populated based on the simulated model.
Yeah.
So the next thing we'll want to do, of course, is connect a real device. Mm-hmm. So I've got this Compal asset tracker. It's, you know, I've purchased it. It shipped to my doorstep. I need to be able to power it on. Mm-hmm. It's battery operated, so let me just pop in a couple of batteries. So this asset tracker can connect to NB-IoT, LTE, Bluetooth. It's very versatile.
Okay.
So with the batteries in, it'll just start powering on. And so now all that needs to happen is it will provision into Central and be assigned to the same model.
Okay. So this one actually has a notion of Central through the scope ID.
That's right. So I've set up a scope ID. Central knows about the device ID.
Okay.
But the device ID, the model ID for it is sent to Central as part of the provisioning process.
Got it. Okay.
So once I do that, then I can go back, view my list of devices. We'll see. Hey, now this device has shown up. So now the real device has shown up. It's assigned to the model.
Yep.
It's now sending data. Central can parse that data. We can start seeing data as it comes in, and we can go from there. So,
nice. so a lot easier, faster
than the old days, and with plug and play, you know, we're making this available to everybody. Yep.
So we've just seen the view of the cloud developer in IoT Central. Can you tell us a little bit about the device maker experience, right? What is the process for getting a device on that catalog?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, Compal, our partners, or anyone else who's building a plug and play device, they can follow this process. So first of all, model the device itself.
Yep.
This is based on a JSON-LD-based language called the Digital Twin Definition Language.
Okay.
So this is an open modeling language that we've published. In fact, at build, you'll be able to go and view it yourself.
Okay.
You can use tooling in VS Code to author a model.
Mm-hmm.
We have some autocomplete. We also have some basic code generation to help actually build out the device agent for a tracker or whatever device that you're building.
That actually works with the SDKs for connecting to
IoT. That's
right.
Yep. It integrates with our Azure SDKs and seamlessly with Central and other, really any other solution built on our platform. So Once all that's done, then Compal or any device partner can go through a certification process to have that device listed in the device catalog that I just showed.
Yep.
So that's an automated process. We'll look at, you know, what model you've developed. We'll actually go and connect to the device and exercise all the capabilities that you described to just make sure it's working as expected.
Okay.
But once all that's done, then any Azure developer who wants to use Central or a platform can go pick up one of those devices and start building their solution right away.
Okay, nice.
So I can actually show you some of this in action,
starting
with VS Code. So the VS Code device workbench extension will have plug-and-play support. I can go and do things like author my model, and it'll give me IntelliSense. So if I want to, you know, add in a new property, I can do that, and it'll just start auto-populating based on what I type.
Okay.
So that's really cool. I can also do things, as I said, like code gen. So if I bring up the command palette, I have all the options available to me. I can build out some code stubs and get started really quickly.
Okay.
So that's VS Code, and that's going to help with the model authoring. And I also mentioned the certification program as well.
Yep.
So we'll have more to show there as we get closer to our release.
Well, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So you guys, now that we've announced that, you have some more information you can find on the blog post.
Yep.
And we also have some documentation and so on that you guys can use.
Absolutely. People can go see the device catalog, look for plug-and-play devices, go look at the digital twins definition language. Go check out our blog for more info.
Nice. And you guys should stay on the lookout because Chris will be back on the IoT show with Pamela for a deep dive on IoT plug and play.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So we'll tell you exactly when soon. Thanks for watching the IoT show, and don't forget to subscribe.